Data Olande Piko Zimbabwe Muhle Muri Zimbabwe Mchakazo Muhle. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection. I brought to you live by Studio 7, a Voice of America on Tuesday, July 27, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe Mchakazo Muhle. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world joining us. Welcome, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios. It's Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muriya Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, nasi mjongwa chenu cheve chidiki, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to Zimbabwean youths of different professions, Muriya Zimbabwe, to hear more about how the global pandemic, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19, how it is affecting their work. If you're looking to join us, Muriya Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number to call is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. Muriya Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Also, remember to press the like button. So, also feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Muriya Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 99,944 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 67,827 recoveries, 3,173 deaths. Now, last night alone, 8,716 PCR tests were conducted, 2,050 new cases were detected, 1,914 recoveries and 79 deaths. Of those 79 deaths, 12 are in Bulawayo, 12 are in Harare, 7 are in Manicaland, 3 are in Mashonaland Central, 13 are in Mashonaland East, 13 are in Mashonaland West, 10 in Midlands, 1 in Matabeleland North, and 8 are in Matabeleland South. Now, the country currently has 28,944 active COVID-19 cases. To date, Muriya Zimbabwe, 1,491,493 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken both the first and the second jab, 687,216 people have taken both jabs. As we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is currently under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Remember, it was supposed to come to an end today. However, we just recently got information ukuthi uhlelo lwe level 4 COVID lockdown lulokhe luqhubekela phambili. Now, to get a bigger picture of what things currently look like in Zimbabwe's major hospitals, recently Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisa-Spanda spoke to some Zimbabweans about the vaccination program and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a conversation that Ezra Chisa-Spanda had with Ampilo Hospital Director Professor Solwayo Ngwenya to hear more about what's happening in Bulawayo.
Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, can you speak to me about what's happening
here? I want to have a lot of tests. I want to have a contact. I want to have a coronavirus. I want to have a lot of tests. I want to have a lot of tests. So I think in Lapana, she has screened around Bokaba Sigaela, whether they were tested, Amakisu, Naboto Hotela, Naman, Javania, Sigilevaska, we tested a fan. So they lie in Jaro, then Hadi Abandava Funu and Zama vaccination. Avanya Funu dose 1, Avanya Funu dose 2. So you could want to go to the wound.
Hey, Punjana and Jay in Zoo Toma to get a lot of money to put over and do a foot.
May I long push and move, you know. But this is where I community yonke nje yabantu abantu odokotela labo bahlale community abane labo bahlala amanesi bagada ama public transport vayenza yikho ayisoze chiye muntu wonke yabanjwa icoronavirus.
Khathesi khona kuminjani ke lapha khathesi abagulayo bakhona iward yakho le igcwele kumbayela bantu?
Khathesi laba abantu bafika amathuma amabili silaba abanjwe icoronavirus
abagulayo.
I was transferred to the hospital. baningi sibili laphana abalayinile ebhensini bafuna ukuhlabisa.
Abantu uzule ngihamba ngaphambi emaklinik, ungatshela abantu njengomkhulu walapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye emaklinik ngaphambi.
Ye, abantu nje kumele baye emaklinik asizule wabo khona ngathi. Selayini ebuthiwe ngayinto esiminyeminye, nxa sebenzise esiminyeminye njalo babe benomkhola umkhuhlane. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayesondele lapha eklinik eseduze kulaye, ekhangele ukuthi akulalayini endle, ahlatshwe kuhle.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo. Waqongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya kuzaba nobo-third wave, abantu bezothoka uzaba ne-second wave, azabe bakubhelile. Manje kathesi njeyona-ke sukukhanya ukuthi wawukhuluma iqiniso. Uthini ngento ezinhle?
Ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhloniphesile ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu, njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza into efumula eminingi uma singazange sananzelela. Kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani, ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka. Njengoba kathesi sesibona sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona, la ama-new variant akhanya anamathela amasinya, njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili. Ikubona ukuthi abantu kathesi nxa singaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni.
Kulezi nsuku sizwa ama-reports amaningi kukhunywa abantu abafayo abaningi. Kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona oku kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe?
Hhayi, akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lona vele uyalandela lapho kula bantu abaningi khona, lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho utholakala khona. Njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la, uyathola umuntu efakile i-face mask ilenga lapho emphinjeni la, kavali imlomo kavali amakhala. Kuzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask khona lokuyana i-face mask ababili kunje la ugqokile lami ugqokile. Umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi usiya kuwe usuka kuwe ufika kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hhayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka. Yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ofuna umuntu oziphathayo, njalo uyageza izandla bengaze bahlamba. Kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu uyathe umuntu efile bagijima khona phana besiyabamba umuntu lana, xa igula begijime bonke besiyabamba umuntu. Uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwalti beya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1. Umuntu lana nxa yela umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu, abana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini emfeni bebiza abantu. Lakana abantu basebethelela abanye abantu labana babo emfeni. Yikho sisithi kathesi zimba lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele esibili ngoba siqaphela ufike hhayi abantu labana abaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa upele isihlobo nanxa usiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni ungaze kwahlazwa mina ngibona inamba le yamashumi amathathu la ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu kuhambe abantu abalutshwane abantu abaichumi nje kuphela abantu abaclosclose ama-rentis kube yibo ababeka ungwenya hhayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe zisiyani nomfona umkhuhlane.
Hayi Dr. Ngwenya, siyabonga kakhulu ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka. Athi sinyona ke ungumuntu onga uhlele ofisini kodwa ukho ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Dr. Or Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. He is the director of Mpilo Hospital. Ube xoxa ngempela echasisa okunengi vanga vachi tsanangura ka Professor Solwaye Ngwenya zvari kusangana nazvo kubulawayo vachiti aiwa zvipataro zvakawanda kwete kubulawayo chete but zvipataro zvakawanda munyika zviri kusangana nematambudziko akawanda nekuti pane vanhu vakati wandei pari zvino vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba saka vari kuti aiwa vari kukumbira kahurumende kuti ivabatsire. So ilo ludaba esilalo kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo zulukandaba, you heard there from Professor Solwaye Ngwenya ubechasisa ngempela talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course what's happening at Mpilo Hospital. Now to better understand what's happening in Bulawayo kontuthuzethunqa, we are joined via telephone by Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's the founder of Community Podium, joining us live via telephone. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafwa, how are you doing? It seems as though see linking with UTVT. We're going to try get him back on the telephone. Sizo okunengi ngalokho okwenzakalayo kobulawayo kontuthuzethunqa. But just to check out ukuthi abantu bathini, siyabona ukuthi ngempela abantu sebeqala ukungena kuhlelo, abantu bathanga kuphinda mchirongwane uwandu wabo. Tukona pa page redu repa VOA Studio 7. Hanzi na Andres Viega, tiripo, tiripo pa live talker, tirikuno ku Mozambique. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda mchirongwa. Josa Makasabang, I'm watching you live in Malawi. Gukasile tu elevio in develop as one avantu sebe kale in ugena gushelo. Nangu usikhumbuzo uthi happy Mike Hobe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo umlalazi, thank you so much for joining us. Asifiso Ndlovu uthi salibonani, asifiso siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Mzila uthi linjani mdala kanti Theswa sebesakhulu, kanti Mzila siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Prince uyabhola uthi God bless the people, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us. But whilst we wait for Unkosi Khona DVD, let's head over to some of the other videos that Ezra Chisa Svanda has had a xoxa labantu zulukandaba ngalokho okwenzakalayo kobulawayo. Now, okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uDBT usephendukile. DBT is back on the line. DBT, welcome to the program, Bafo. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bafo. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. Udabe silalo kuhlelo, COVID-19. I know Bulawayo is one of the places whereby it has a couple of hotspots. The same applies in different parts of the country. What's your impression on everything that's happening in the country, Bafo?
Right now, we are in a situation where there's a lot of talk about the vaccine, you know. Everywhere around the city, Bulawayo, we're going to be queuing for the vaccine. And it's been the talk also so far, and people are just going and is just added four vaccination centers from the ones that we had in the private sector. I also am Sia Sara. So there's a whole lot of talk about who vaccinator more right now.
Could this be proof ukuthi abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukwamukela lolu hlelo, like people have started embracing the vaccination program?
Yes, I think abantu sebeqalisile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-corona isikhona and iyabulala. Why? Because kade sokusipha abantu esibaziyo angithi sengikwazi ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ubani kasekho kuthiwe i-COVID, ubani kasekho sokuthiwe i-COVID. So it's now getting closer to home. And the only way out where people are running to is getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So here I'm a conversation that's a corner and a couple of hours. Even Lazemakaya, so you could even get vaccine today.
Now, let's focus on that. Okwenzakala emakhaya, Bafo. The rural areas. There's a couple of other videos that we're going to play later on where abantu abasemaphandleni are speaking for themselves. But in your experiences, I know Community Podium sometimes delves into rural settlements, speaking to people, not just about COVID, but the experiences that they're going through. What are people saying about coronavirus? Sebezwisisa na okwenzakala elizweni?
Even today, Community Podium have tried to really create awareness around vaccine. So we partnered with the Matabele North COVID-19 Task Force team just to raise awareness about where people can go and vaccinate. Vaccinate by toilets, WNZP, Nanani. Of course, we've got feedback when it's like particularly in Pane, where people are saying, you know, vaccination centers are cut down at this corner. So we like need them to board a bus or to even walk long distances to get to the vaccination centers in Obamaluchan. What are the conversation is, we really want to vaccinate, but our vaccination centers are very far, which you need to part with money, which people don't actually have at this point in time to go and vaccinate. But however, you notice that with our numbers, our vaccine, like I think in 2 weeks ago, we hit the first million of people who got their first jab.
That's correct.
You notice that you notice that the people who are likely maybe because I don't know, the information hasn't come in that segment who's gonna pandemic, not like you panel said Cholocho said and guy said want to know how it has gotten there, like for the people who are in the remotest of places who are actually giving feedback to say, yes, we see your adverts, your posters about where we can go and vaccinate, but those places are still too far for us. So, possibly, as we move towards, herd immunity, then there should be outreach programs, really, to get to some of these remote areas, Emakaya. Also, Emakaya, what we've seen is, with reports, Kubomatogo, Lapa, I think I know the road networks are quite bad. So for them to get the jab as soon as other places, it proves to be a problem. But at least the vaccination process is actually taking place. That's the feeling that we are getting from the rural area. You find that the conversation mind is changed from COVID-19 is there. People are now conversating around the vaccination process. Which in the vaccination process, whether spiritual, religious, or cultural. So those are the issues that about the vaccination itself. There's a whole lot of conversation about that. But you can just also character even twin. Even you take the corner you would avant to go have the shiving jackson.
Now, there's two things that you pointed out there that I want to touch on. Into Kala is there's a video early on that we played that I wish you were here for, where Ezra Chisa's band, in Tatlis in Dava, Studio 7, Ube Koka Lo, Professor Soloya Ngwenya. And one of the things that Professor Soloya Ngwenya highlights is Uti is badly, especially like places like Mpilo Hospital. We've heard same reports coming from places like Parinyatwa. But you could have to the point where they're feeling a little overwhelmed. Have you been to any of these vaccination centers, and what have you seen?
The vaccination centers, I'm not sure how the process is like or the green power in Nani, because our vaccination centers, like we have visited, and through our social media platforms, they've actually shared some of these centers, even in Makaya. The queues are always long. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not about queues now because the people are many, or the process of vaccinating or maybe collecting data is slow. So you find that this case is always on a daily basis, especially on a daily basis, people are queuing for the vaccine. My local clinic, especially in my residential area. We've seen young people even queuing. You know, it's easy for young people running at Saba to go out and do not enter it. And we move on. Of course, there are conspiracy theories with the Saba or Balava, I'm an old exam, not Saba or Balava, A level, or you won't be admitted to university. But however, people are still going on to get the jab as well.
Now, Dibiti, whilst on discussion here, air vaccination jab, CSO Ukhulumende City, they're looking to step in and they're looking to use different parts that are closer to the people as vaccination points. Amongst them is, for example, our police stations. How beneficial do you think something like this would be?
It would be very beneficial because right now what we're saying is if we are to achieve herd immunity as per the plan, it's according to the government, we are receiving about 5.5 million jabs around August, this coming month. So we need to further decentralize so that we go to where the people are. Herd immunity won't be possible if we don't go closer to where the people are, because the feedback that we are getting is also because those things are actually very far from where Abanyabantu is. So if the decentralization process is done, it will go a long way in terms of, you know, reaching out to everyone and give them a chance to be vaccinated. That would be very, very recommended. It's unfortunate that, you know, other stakeholders might have less to contribute because it's about the Ministry of Health, the manpower of people who know how to do it, and maybe the resources to create those mobile outreach programs. I'm not sure about that, but that will come in handy because we have tried as media to also escalate the message around the vaccine, where people can get vaccinated, and also show that other people are actually queuing for this and things like that. But however, we need to, it to be beneficial to have these outreach programs. Without the outreach programs, it would be impossible to get to other people because they stay far from the clinics or the hospitals, especially Makaya.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dibiti, let me hold you on the line there for a second. There's a video that I'd like to head over to. Then we're going to come back. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what comes out of this video. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on, I mentioned Uguti and Namhlanje Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisasibanda spoke to a lot of residents about their experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the next video that I would like to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with a Bulawayo resident. His name is Bongani Dube. Bongani speaks more on the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the jab and the program. Let's head over to that video. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Ezra Chisasibanda speaking to Bongani Dube. Apanga chinyatso tsanangaraka wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe anogara kaMubulawayo kuGontutu zeyatunga akabaiwawo nhomba saka anga chitsanangura zvaakasangana nazvo anga achiti aiwa iye process yake yekubaiwa nhomba zvakafamba mushe akabaiwa akapinda akabuda 10 minutes anga achobaiwa nhomba uko kuMubulawayo kuMpilo Hospital. But now Muriya Zimbabwe, Ezra is not the only Studio 7 correspondent on the ground speaking to Zimbabweans. Now, we also have another correspondent who was in Mangura recently. Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna also took to the streets of Mangura to hear people's thoughts on the vaccination program. Let us hear what one of the residents of Mangura had to say.
Kwenye kubaiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID makambonzwa nezvayo?
Takazvitora hanafana kubaiwa.
Makabaiwa here?
Aiwa ndina sati.
Sei musati mabaiwa?
Ndiyazvienda unobaiwa.
Ko sei musiri kunobaiwa izvozvo?
Enda unobaiwa, vanhu vanongochichidzirawo kuti iye kwabaiwa zvese nengora kugwara kuti saa musimbochawo saka kana wamwabaiwa aita muchonoenda wobaiwa futi.
Zvinonzi kana wakabaiwa unoita sei kuno?
Vamwe vanenge vachicha ndinga chiti pamwe vanogona kuhwara.
Imi ndozvamuri kutya wee?
Asi kunobaiwa ndiri kuenda ndinoenda kunobaiwa zvako.
Aiwaka bhati nguva yareba ka handiti apa izvozvi panotori ne pari kubayiwa here ipapapa sei musingaende?
Awa tinoenda kunobaiwa tinoenda. Chirongwa chatogara chiri muno takatoudzana kuvhileji redu kuti vanhu vasanofana unodi kunobaiwa.
Makataurwa nani kuvhileji kwenyu?
Takatotaurirwa maticha aitu asitsanangura kuti vanofana kubaiwa navana muchikoro vandabayirwa muchikoro saka takatendzisi vakuru vana kuenda kunobaiwa.
Well, azilukandaba leya muzwa phela uNunurai Jenna lapha ubese Mangura ekhuluma with one of the residents of Mangura bechazisa ngempela ukuthi ebona eMangura what are they facing. Thank you so much to VOA Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna for the amazing work he's doing there in Mangura. Now, Dibiti, back to you. Let's bring you back on the program here. I want to have you comment on both of the videos that we just played. Usakhona ecingweni?
Yeah, ngisakhona manje.
Now, before I want to first touch on the first video of Ubongani, young person there, ubekhuluma about his experience as he got the his first jab. Are young people embracing the vaccination program, and are they behaving when it comes to COVID-19? Are they abiding by the protocols?
Yeah, so young people like in the last week I actually stayed like 2 houses away from the clinic itself. So from Mugunazelarawani, I noticed that most of the people who are there early, as early as to say Mayan people. Mm-hmm. Young people under 35 years, really. They are the ones who are there early enough, like, you know. So in conversations with some of them, I would agree with what Wuhan was saying, because in conversations with some of them, they highlight many things about, you know, the way people are dying. It's like you are just self-catching yourself, you know, and planning for your future in some way. And, the job site where they highlight, no job, or it's either it's the academic side, maybe things can change here and there if you're not vaccinated. So, lastly, the conversation with young people in this case, virus is corona, which is the Wushule. That's the message, the Wushule. And then move on. So, most of them, you have to have a kid as early as 4 a.m., or 5 a.m., or 6. And take the first chair. So that's what the conversation with young people are. They're not to lose without the chair. In a way, you know, because of the way the pandemic is wreaking havoc, and also the opportunities that might come that will require you to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a little more curious about what you just highlighted, which seems to be something that happened. Lapho kwaqala lolu hlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni. When the vaccination program started, it was all voluntary. And yes, to this date, it's still voluntary. But you just mentioned something that is very important. There's some buildings, there's some places, there's some job opportunities that people are missing out on, especially abantu abasakhulayo, like you just highlighted. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba, it's now seeming as though sebekhuthazwa, but more in an enforcing manner, ukuthi bahlatshwe leli jekiseni.
What we are having now is a lot of communication, particularly from the government. You will notice that those that are employed by the Public Service Commission have been advised to vaccinate. And you see companies also putting up statements like Tel-1 saying, no, if you are not vaccinated, please excuse us, don't come to work. Those who are coming to work should be vaccinated. And you also notice that the report that was done by the committee, the task force in COVID-19, and there was a research that showed that people who have been vaccinated, who are unvaccinated, die more of COVID. That, so you find that with young people, they've got all, you know what I'm narrating, is all that information that people will give you as examples in a conversation of saying, okay, why have you decided to vaccinate? They will tell you, no, ubonela phana government, ubonela phana ama companies, athi ubonela phana omnye umjida wabasebenza athi yasikuthwe benze. So you see that has been the driving force. Mm-hmm. You know, and you find that for young people right now, it's more about what will I lose if I don't do it? Mm-hmm. And what do I gain if I do it? Kind of an because the examples that are there, by this time they should be vaccinated, or are we getting vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, so there's a lot of conspiracy around there now. Spuma Elizwe, now you are can't the intercity travel. If it's open, at some point you won't be able to travel. So that's the conversation that young people base most of their decision making on. In terms of, you know, the opportunities aspect, Mike, for young people in Zimbabwe is the key thing. To say, if I miss this opportunity, you think about the present, but the issues, you think about, should I really miss it because of this kind of a thing? So it's the environment we are in or the economic situation that we're in is kind of like driving most of young people in terms of decisions that they will make, that will make them eligible for accessing certain opportunities when it comes to, you know, the vaccination process. Because they've seen, you know, even institutions in government highlight that if you're not vaccinated, don't come to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, now, Dibiti, as we wrap up in Ngqoqo too, before I want to touch on uyibonele le video or izwile le video of umama lo who was in Mangura exoxa lentata lezindaba ye Studio 7 esithi hayi yena she's part of the group of abantu abakhanya ngani bayasaba ukuhlatshwa leli Jackson, and there still seems to be a problem with regards to education. Now, what can be done to educate people? Because uhulumeni is running programs on different platforms day in, day out. Thina njenge Studio 7, we're running programs day in, day out. Nina njenge Community Podium, we're running programs day in, day out. And there are other organizations that are running programs day in, day out. Befundisa uZulu with regards to COVID-19. Kodwa basakhona abantu to this day. Abakhanya ngani bayasaba ukulithatha leli Jackson, besithi there are several different conspiracy theories that they're learning. What can be done to help these people, especially abantu basakhulayo? What can they do to help these people?
I think what we need to do, Mike, is which is situation is like, so especially the remote, you know, there's issues around, you know, beliefs, people's beliefs, and many conspiracy theories that are flying around on social media, even or WhatsApp. So I think what we need to do to deal with this is to continuously share consistently the message about the vaccine, why people should vaccinate, and the benefits thereof. And also, when people are informed and they have enough information without so many questions, you find that it's easier for them to make the decision to do it. Right now, I've given you an analogy of how young people think that we have had conversations with. They think, I need to vaccinate because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. They never highlight that I need to get the vaccine so that my immune system possibly could be ready, even if I have the COVID-19 or contract COVID-19, I will not be able to suffer 1 or 2. So there's less conversation about health, mm-hmm. the impact of your health system. But there's a more conversation about in our culture, in our religion, in our this and that, our pastor said, our this said. So it boils down to hearsay also as well. Unverified information. So I think ideally let's continue to spread awareness, verifiable information to our communities, as so the Spulamesho Gawani don't at the same time, but the others will catch up as we go, and as a way to then have people make informed decisions. What is dangerous, Mike, is for me, is to have people making decisions without information. Mm-hmm. These are lifetime decisions, you know. You don't want to regret when you are really sick on the sick bed, but mm-hmm. you want to say, I made this decision, and I stick with it, or I've changed my mind because I had information. I looked for all the information that I had, and I got it. And also, we always encourage people give us feedback. What questions do you have? What are the frequently asked questions? We try to also see, what have I seen about these frequently asked questions? Just this afternoon, I was checking on the frequently asked questions on the WHO website. Those are the same issues that are actually emanating from the communities. They are conspiracy theories, but unfortunately, we have to stick to the health issues. Mm-hmm. And we rely on health experts. There is nothing we can do about in the health system information.
Mm-hmm. Before isikhathi sesedlwe ngumangoyi bengicela ukuthi uphothele amazwi akho okugcina ikakhulukazi kwabasakhulayo, those that are listening to uhlelo lwethu.
For young people, guys, let's go out, let's go and vaccinate. If we have any questions, let's engage. Read wisely, guys. Information is online. We are always online. We check a lot, we research a lot. Let's research and share. Also verified information amongst ourselves and our peers. So let's not confuse each other about hearsay. Let's say verifiable information.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Nkosi Khona. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate your input as usual, Bafo.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Anko Sikhona Dibiti, journalist and the founder of Community Podium. To find out more about their programs, please visit their web pages on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Community Podium. Thank you so much for Mr. Dibiti for taking time out to join us. Muria Zimbabwe, tichiripanya emwe chete, yekuparara kwechirwere checoronavirus. Over the past couple of weeks, vendors have been a strong focal point of Zimbabwe's vaccination program. Ezra, once again, managed to speak to some vendors in Bulawayo going to Tuzatunga to hear their thoughts. Let's take a look.
Even now, I want to have a chance.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Ezra Chisaspanda. You are speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe, young vendors there in Gondo to Zetunga, explaining much about what they have to go through. A lot of them, some of them highlighted how they've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still facing challenges. And one of the things they highlighted is they're pleading with government, and aiwa urumende, 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 chibatsere iwo, seve chidiki, wanuita mabasa ema uoko, and tukusanga nema tambudziko, and kutitire meke zika mitemo iye lockdown, zvingati netsei nekuti kuti tigare mumba zvinenge zvakura kuti tikusangana nezvara. But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be speaking to young people in different professions. Last week we tried to highlight how COVID-19 is affecting young people in the sporting industry. We had Priski Ngube join us, but unfortunately due to network we couldn't. So this week njengaloko engilithembisile ngeviki edlule, we have Priski back on the line as we focus more about how COVID-19 has affected young people in the sports industry. Priski, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
Bafo, good evening. I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm good, man. It's finally, I'm happy to have you on the program. You sound clear as day. Let's talk a little more about that. The sports industry contributed a lot of money in Zimbabwe, but now, unfortunately, a lot of teams are not playing. A lot of athletes are not making money. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected abantu abasakhulayo who are in sports?
Probably, Mike, as a point of departure, you'd remember that last week, as we were talking, I mentioned that maybe sport is not entertainment per se, but it's also an economic activity, and it's an industry where some people bills are paid, where some people's bread is buttered. So currently, as the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all the sectors of our lives, be it business, be it informal sector, sport is not an exception in terms of those things. There is no sporting activity currently. There are only a few, maybe, sporting activities that have been going on, for example, cricket. But most of the sporting activities, such as soccer and other maybe crowd-pulling sporting activities, are on hold for now. Mm-hmm. And due to that, there are some people who have been earning their living through sport, for example, be it the players, be it maybe people who are doing business in partnership with sporting activities. All those people for now, they are grounded because there is no sporting activity. Mm-hmm. So, in as much as any other sector is affected by COVID-19, sport then is not also an exception. People in sports are also affected, just as people in business are affected, because sport is a means of living to some other people.
Now, before, as you've highlighted, Njengoba, a lot of young people are not making money right now, especially those who solely rely on being an athlete as a source of income. What are they doing? Because that's a very important thing.
Probably you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly an informal economy. So one way or the other, they are not in sports. Sport is closed. People would always find maybe some small things to be doing, for example, these informal trading businesses. So many people have resorted to such kind of activities. Maybe if you have been following news, you'd realize maybe some players of football clubs, some are going on strike because they are crying with the landlords because they are not paying rentals. So there is no clear means of living that they have currently. Mm-hmm. Because what is closed. So our lack of a chance is only to live in the informal sector, just like anyone else is doing currently in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But all that, personally, I would attribute it maybe to our policy as a country. We don't have a clear social protection policy in terms of disasters like COVID-19. I wonder whether they're in sports, COVID relief fund maybe for those who are who football. But that money wasn't with Yasser and Ranjan. So that's why now players are still crying with the peeling. There was no clear or systematic way in which it was distributed. Mm-hmm. We don't know what people did clearly with the money or if the clubs were given the money. So the sport people are currently in trouble, are living in poverty now.
Sesikhangela ke inhlelo ezikhona elizweni bafwa, you know, in every country there's like the sports clubs, that all these development programs that are there to empower young people who are looking to venture into being an athlete professionally. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs? We know every sports club is an under 13, under 12, under 18, under 21. How have all these programs been affected?
You realize with currently the sporting activities that are going on are only for the senior team. Maybe if you have noticed the cricket now, about the line, maybe it was only the senior cricket team. Be it soccer, the Dala, this Premier League club, about Dala Guchibuku. But we are saying those people are already almost at the climax of their careers. Junior sporting activities are currently on hold. Agula sporting activity for the under 15s, for the under 18s. And then if we are doing that, we have already shrinked our resource base for future sporting activities as a country. Mm-hmm. So COVID-19 has affected such activities because there is no junior sporting activity. About you, whom we are supposed to be banking on for the future, are currently on lockdown. They are not doing sporting activities. We never know. The purpose of the economic age will no longer be on their side. They have a very short space of time in their sporting careers. And as a country, we are already affected. You know, it's similar that junior policy which we have. That's why probably we are trying to follow mostly in most of our sporting disciplines because of a lack of a junior policy that is clear. And COVID-19 has exacerbated that situation in the little part as well. But these juniors are not training currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, Abriski, I want to talk about the outcomes of some of these performances when we have teams that go abroad. I'm also going to want to touch on the Olympics, but since I got the Indabayama Olympics, I want to talk about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of our national teams. For example, we saw the Warriors crashing out of CAF early, which is very not normal for the Warriors. And when the coach was asked, the first thing he said was he hasn't had enough time with his team. All this comes down to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us a little more about such circumstances.
Maybe on the case of the Warriors, you would notice with the Kosafa Cup, the players who went to those games were largely drawn from the pool of local clubs. And for the whole of last year, the 2020 year, there was no soccer activity in our country. So now you are going at a tournament, having players who has been not in any sporting activity for the past 1 full year, and you only have maybe 1 or 2 weeks training for maximum, and then we would expect such a team to perform maybe a miracle at a continental stage, which is important. So I think COVID-19 has affected our sporting activities. Despite that, we already had our own challenges maybe in our sporting field. But COVID-19 has further added to our already existing woes. Because now, of course, look at the thing. Wahamba la lama players were only trained for only 2 weeks. These players were not in any sporting activity. Then, for example, with our neighbors, South Africa has been in sport last year, but this is Niyabuyapela. Most of the African countries, it's only Zimbabwe, maybe, in the last sporting activity. So those things, sport, you can't separate sport with training. You can't separate maybe sport with economic activity. So that's why as a country, we can't do very well when it comes to our sporting activities. We have a very limited time to prepare for every activity.
So since Kangela ke, the Olympics, which is the most recent thing that everybody's talking about, we focus on the Zimbabwean team here. Even though there's been the COVID-19 pandemic, we see young people like Udonata Katai doing exceptionally well. What is your take on how the Zimbabwean team is faring so far?
The Zimbabwean team has done very well. Personally, I was following the performances of these players. Actually, I was only disappointed to learn that Donata is no longer proceeding, but mm-hmm. he has done exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. He has a promising career. Remember, he's only 17, so mm-hmm. he's still young. He has a bright future in sports. If only as a country would rally behind such a good talent, support them, be it with resources, give them the time and maybe the space to shine for them to train. Mm-hmm. Also, in the afternoon, I learned that Peter Wold is also crashed out of the tournament mm-hmm. because he could not make it in terms of time. But their performance for now has been exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. And you'd realize, for example, on the case of Peter, this guy has been in the USA, so that's where he has been doing his training. Mm-hmm. So it all maybe also remains as a challenge to our country that we should put proper infrastructure for our athletes to train, to enjoy that training environment locally, so that maybe even if they go and excel at a global stage, we are proud to feed the country mm-hmm. because currently they are raising higher athletes.
Sesikhangela-ke iqembu langkhona ebelimele Zimbabwe Briski. This was a very young team. As you mentioned, people like Donata. Donata's only 17 years old. She still has quite the long career ahead of her. The next Olympics will be in 2024, I believe, in France. How important do you think this decision has been for the Zimbabwean Olympic Committee to carry a team that is full of very, very young people who will be here for the next couple of years?
Sorry, come again. I did not get your
question. Bengithi, if we look at the team, Zimbabwe, it's a lot of young people. We look at Udonata, 17 years old. She's still going to be around in 2024, and she's already doing really good times. How important do you think it is for the Zimbabwean team to maintain such a young squad looking forward for future generations?
Sporting activities, you'd realize, most of the people who are in sports are like youth. There are very few male adults who are in that field. So I think the future is really bright for us as a country. So I really applaud maybe the Olympics Committee for going with such a youthful squad. But my view would be that for maybe future tournaments, for these people to excel, let them be supported whatever means they need. So that maybe if they are to go again to the Olympics in 2024, they would do well because probably this cut a city of training and preparing. Usually, when they are going for tournaments, the guards are rushed by the last minute with the cheating and supporting people. So let them have enough time. They are still young, but still enough time to prepare. Then our flag is going to rise higher in Zimbabwe due to this youthful talent.
Mm-hmm. Bafo isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoyibo kodwa singakagqibi le ngqoqo bengifisa ukuthinta udaba lolungolimi lokamama ngamafishane ngoba we have an entire audience that only understand Ndebele. So bengicela ukuthi ubatshele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi sikhangela abantu abasakhulayo abakwezemidlalo.
Okay, ebengikutsho bafo ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 ihlasele abantu abaphila ndawo zonke. Nxa ihlasele abantu abakubhizinisi nabantu abakwezemindlelo njalo labo ibahlasele khathesa kula nto abangayenza ngoba ngaphansi komthetho we-lockdown njengelizwe. So abantu abaku-sport labo they also need ukuthi kwakhona ukuthi basekelwe ngakho konke okungatholakala. For example, emva ngale kwakwaba lama-incentives awaphiwa people in business. Ama-sport people labo bangakuthola wakathisa bakawala nzuzo abayithola. Njengelizwe kasizameni ukuthuthukisa isigaba sezemidlalo. Kwenziwa khona i-sport ingabi i-entertainment but ibe yindlela yokubisa imali, ibe yengxenye yezinto zomnotho ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe lethu. Kuye-ke silabantu abancane kakhulu abakwi-sport abangaphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kudlula nge-sport bakise njalo imali through sporting activity.
Isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoyi bafo bengicela ukuthi uphosa lamazwi akho okugcina.
Amazwi anokugcina ukuthi khona abantu abakwezemidlalo kathesi kule campaign yokuthi khona abantu baye-vaccinated. Sports people should also go and get vaccinated. Ukuze lanxa kungavula isport ukuthi khona abantu abangavaccinatanga kabadlali bona they will be at a safer stage. Then to all the youth, I've realized that there is a very limited number of youth who are going to be vaccinated. I would call upon the youth, let's go and be vaccinated. COVID-19 is real and it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm. Priski Ncube, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Bafo siyabonga kakhulu. We really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure,
Bapo.
Thank you very much.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Priski Ncube, a sports analyst and a youth development practitioner. Tinotenda zvikurusa kuna Ncube nekupinda muchirongwa. Muriel Zimbabwe, just under 2 minutes left. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. If you're tuning in right now, makatera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo lwabatsha lilami uMike Hove. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo olathi lingakhohlwi ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook. Sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, lagu VOA Shona. If you're tuned in right now, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're speaking to youth about the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe.
Zikupanda poe kama nguma wiza, amekwa edo artist, aka Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Ngeveneki. Guys, COVID-19, abaibiza nge corona, inte corona. Pambili nge social distancing, askeze ni zanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Shout out to Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Ngevenekula. Mawiza. Follow him on social media at Mawiza Online. He has new music coming out soon, so check him out. Muriel Zimbabwe. Just under 20 seconds, 1 minute 20 seconds left. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki Muriel Zimbabwe. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. Just to check out a couple of comments, ngiyabona ukuthi abantu basakhona ababhalayo imibono yabo. Nangu Brighton uthi linjani molika VOA Ndebele. Siyabonga Brighton ngokungena kuhlelo. Bheki Themba Nyathi uthi ki. Thank you so much Bheki Themba ngokungena kuhlelo. Bhekani Moyo uyabuza ukuthi ayisekho enye topic ngaphandle kwe coronavirus. Mina ngithi ayikho vele le corona yakhona kungadlalwa ngabantu. Nangu Bhekani Moyo uthi he doesn't believe that coronavirus is a thing. Siyabonga Bhekani ngokungena kuhlelo, but pay attention, silokhe siqhubekela phambili silethulela okunengi ngokwenzakalayo elizweni COVID-19. COVID-19 related. Kwane loko lamhlamuri eZimbabwe tsashika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place, pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Feel free to catch up with me at BigMike3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muri eZimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!